Yogel Isam Erev Yomtif. Let's say you made dough on Erev Yomtif. You put the water into the flour, you made the dough on Erev Yomtif. Here the locher is, Mafrish Mimeno Chalosa B'Yomtif. Yes, you're allowed to take off Chala even on Yomtif. You're allowed to take off the Chala. So Rashi says, Rashi, Afagad the Tanan Lekamon, even though we'll learn later in the Masechtah, that Elu Hei Mishum Shvush, there's a din the Rabbonin on Shabbos and Yomtif, that Ein Magvi and Trumos and Maisos B'Yomtif, you're not allowed to take off Truma Maisos on Yomtif, for Ho Nami Ketrumas Dogin Domi. And by taking off challah from the dough, it's also like truma. So why do you say here, let it take it off on yomtiv? Shayyachol afrisha erev yomtiv. Because here for sure you could have done it erev yomtiv, like you made the dough before yomtiv. So how come we say you're allowed to take off the challah even on yomtiv? So Rashi says, afilu achi mafrish. Still here you're allowed to do it. Shalai gozro al trumas iser. There's no gzer at all with rabbanin to take off challah on yomtiv. Why? Sherei muta legugul of yomtiv. Of course, you're allowed to bake, can bake a bread on Yom Tov. Now, if you make the gilgul, you first put the water into the flour on Yom Tov. So right now, with the chi of chal is chal. So if it's chal on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off the challah. Could they lech or pas chama? Like, you're allowed to bake fresh bread, to eat nice hot bread on Yom Tov. And when you first make the bread on Yom Tov, so then the chi of chal is first chal right now, so pshit, you're allowed to take off challah. So since there's a time that you are allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov, it's a like a loy plug. The Rabbonim did not make the gzera of taking off challah on Yom Tov. Therefore, in this case, that you made the dough on before Yom Tov, even though you could have taken it off erev Yom Tov, but since you didn't, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. There's no gzera of the Rabbonim at all not to do it. That's what Rabbi said. Now, Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father said not like that. Shavua de Shmuel Omar, Afilu Gilgalis, the erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafresh Menel Chalosa be Yom Tov. No. In the case that you made your dough before Yom Tov, so since then you could have taken off challah and you didn't, you're not allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. Even though he's made it, if you bake bread on Yom Tov, you first made the dough, then you're allowed to take off challah. That's because you couldn't done it before. But in the case where you made the dough yesterday, so you should have taken off the challah yesterday, you're not allowed to take it off today. So it's a machlokes Rabbi and Avuah de Shmuel, when you made the dough yesterday before Yom Tov, can you take off the challah on Yom Tov or not? The Rashi says, Ein mafresh shemenu. There's only a heter if you make dough today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off challah. Avuzu, but this that you made yesterday, hoyel el hafresh merav Yom Tov, ki trumas dog on a peris. This is the cloud of zera, not to take off trumas el peris on Yom Tov. So since you should have taken the challah off yesterday, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Tomorrow says, leima plige de Shmuel ad yavu de Shmuel. Let's say Shmuel himself argues on his father. Why? Because we just saw that his father says, you're not allowed to take off the challah on Yom Tov if you made it yesterday. Now, where does Shmuel argue on this? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel himself says, challah chutz loretz. If you make dough out of Eretz Yisrael, the chutz loretz, when you make dough that there's a mitzvah to take off challah, it's only midirabonim to take off challah. Challah is totally in Eretz Yisrael midiraisa. So the dough, the flour that grows outside Eretz Yisrael, it's only midirabonim. Therefore, the locher is, you're allowed to eat the bread, and then you can take off challah. That's what you're allowed to do. And Eretz Yisrael, before you take off challah from the bread, there's an issur to eat from the bread. You're not allowed to eat from this dough before you took off challah. My sheik in the chutzler, it's only with the rabbonin weren't machim so much. So there they say you are allowed to eat from the bread, as long as you leave over some bread that later you'll be mafresh challah from there. That's what Shmuel said. So what does the Gemara mean to ask the kasha? So Rashi says, "Oicha v'hoylich, kol ha'pas. You're allowed to eat as much as you want from the bread. Or mishayi kadei challah. Leave over a little bit. Or ma'frisha b'achronin. At the end, you leave over l'shem challah. Alma, what do we see? Ha'frishosa shlel l'tzarechi. For lehevri ha'frosha. It's not really called ha'frosh l'tzarech. But ya'mafrish b'yomtev ain't no kemesakin. The lissusa k'shar ha'gvoy truma the gozel b'rabon v'chnei shenira kemesakin. In other words, the kasher is according to Shmuel, it should not be yosa to take off challah on yomtev." Because fish lame are taken off trumais and maisras. So Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Because it's nearer come a sakin. It looks like you want to fix up these fruits. In other words, without taking off truma, you're not allowed to eat these pears. Now, by taking off truma, that gives you a head to eat the pears. So it looks like you're fixing something. It looks like you're being a sakin of the pears. That's the way it looks. That's why the Rabbanan said, you can't take off maisras and trumas on Yom Tov. Mashenkin Shmuel himself says that this dough, you are allowed to eat from it. Even before you take off challah, so by taking off challah on Yom Tov, you're not being matir anything. So it's not nearer kinesakin. So for sure there should be no Issa doing it on Yom Tov. So that's why the Gemara is asking the Kashla, Kura Shmuel logged it on his father. His father says that on Yom Tov, if you made the dough yesterday, you're not allowed to take off challah today. So mashma, taking off challah today is like bimater. It says because you're taking off challah, that's why now you're allowed to eat from the dough. So therefore, Medir Rabbanan, it's also because it looks like you're fixing up something. But according to Shmuel himself, that says no, you're allowed to eat from the dough even before you take off challah in chutz l'aretz. It's not a mitzvah safrosha, but it's not bimater or anything. So why can't you do it on Yom Tov? So Gemara says yes. There's no stira. Omar Rava, Rava says, Miloy Moide Shmuel. Isn't Shmuel Moide, doesn't Shmuel agree, Shem Karo La Shem, Shasur La Zarim? That now that you call it challah, even the chutzlar, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, you made your dough, you made your bread, you're allowed to eat from the bread. But at the end, when you take off this piece to be challah, Shmuel's also Moide challah din challah ronim ed rabbonin. And the locher is a zar, a Yisrael is not allowed to eat it anymore. You would not have to give it to a kohen. So since Lamaise it's challah, din challah on it, the svar is, like his father said, it's mechlal de gzera, not to be machfish trumis on Yom Tov. And the climate, the real svar doesn't apply, it's not near a kemesakin. But Lamaise, since it looks like challah, because when you call it challah, it's also for zar, only a kohen can eat it, it's mechlal de gzera of main magbiyin. And Rashi says, Milo emodi Shmuel, afal pi, she'en le sarach la'afrisha, you don't have to take off challah before you want to start eating it. But Shem Karo Lashem, if you did call it challah, Shechala Lame Shem Challah, it's called on this piece of bread that you took off, or part of the dough that you took off, it's called challah. And Allah reads the Yasura Lazarim. Azar is not allowed to eat from it. Alma, what do we see? That Shem Truma Lay, it's called Truma, this piece of challah. Therefore, the Yisra Bechlale Magvi and Truma Samaisis Yom Tov. It is Bechlale the Yisra of the Rabbanin not to take off Truma Samaisis on Yom Tov. Even though it's not near Kemisakin, but since it's called Challah, you're not allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. Therefore, there's no Machlek in Shmuel and his father. The Mishnah says, Beishama Yomrim, Ein Moilichen Es Sasulim, you're not allowed to carry a ladder on Yom Tov, Mishoivich Lishoivich, from one Shoivich that's a nest, where the birds, you raise birds, from one chicken coop to another one. Let's say they were on top of a tree, so you have a ladder, from one chicken place to another chicken place, you're not allowed to carry the ladder on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, we're even talking about a ladder that's set aside to walk, to climb up to the nest. Everybody sees there's a ladder that you're not going to do any Yisurim with it. You're only going to get the chicken down to Shechter on Yom Tov. So really it should be Mutter. So why does Beishame say you can't carry it on Yom Tov? The time of the Beishame, for us, the Yasra, the Yafa Pishu, Bolitla, Gazol, Zinglas Yom Tov, still it's also, we'll see in the Gemara, it's Xero, people will think you're taking the ladder to fix your roof. That's Basham is a locha that ain't Malikin as Asul and Mishabel Shevich. You're not allowed to carry the ladder on Yom Tov from one nest to another nest. Avo Mateya Mechalon Lechalon. In the same nest though, there are like different windows. So if you just want to move the ladder from one window to another window, just have to like tilt the ladder, don't really have to pick up the ladder and move it. Just Mateyu, just tilt it, move it from one side to another side, that's mutter. There is no gzera. Ubeisilo matirin. Beisilo says no, you're allowed to carry this ladder on Yom Tov from one shervich, from one nest, to another nest. So Rashi says, mechloin lechloin, beyoisa shervich in each nest, atzmoy, shekein derech shervich, lios boy mechitzas harbei, kan lechol zug bezug. Like each family has its own nest. Each nest has its own window there. So if you want to take the ladder from one window to another window, that's mutter. Right. Zemar says, Omar Rav Chonin Bar Ami. Machlekes, where's the machlekes? Breshus Rabim. That's where Beishamai said this also. The Beishamai Savri Haroy Oimer, if somebody sees you walking with a ladder on Yom Tov in the Breshus Rabim in the main streets, is they'll say, Oimer, they're going to say, Lehatia Gaga Hutzorach. You know why he's taking his ladder now? Because he wants to fix his roof. And that's an issue of the rice, it's binyan. So that's why it's us now. So Marasayan, people shouldn't say you're going to fix your roof. Rashi says, Lehatiach, Shoyatoch and Gagasem used to put like tar on top of their roof. Petit lefish lohoyim ushupoyim, it wasn't slanty. Halasuin came in, tikras aliyah, or mishtam shubel, lefikach tochlas and mashpiyatiach, betarak solom shizu meimel. So the roof itself was flat, and the water would stay on top. So they used to put a lot of tar or cement on one side to make it slanty, that the water should slant down. So the kids used to fix up their roofs. So So the person would see you walking with a ladder on Yom Tov, there's a Marasayim, people say, you're going to fix your roof. That's what B'Shemah says, you can't do it. Beitzilu holds no. Hey, since it's a special type of a ladder, that you use this ladder, everybody knows it's a bird nest ladder, so therefore people are not going to say you're taking it to fix your roof, they'll say you're using it to get a bird. So therefore there's no gzera. That's what Beishami holds, your Beisil holds. Shrashi Shoivcha Mechilov, Shoivcha Shosulam Mechiach, Shunikha Shusha Shoivich. He could tell it's a different type of a ladder. This is a ladder you only use to get the birds down, so people won't be choshed you went to fix your roof. This is what Rav Chanan Barami says. The whole machlokes says b'rishus rabim. B'rishus hayochid. Let's say somebody wants to carry this ladder privately in his own backyard. B'rishus hayochid. Then divrei hakam mutter. He holds even by sham. He holds this mutter. Why? Because nobody sees you. So when nobody sees you, there's no marasayin. Shvat Gemara, it's not like that. The Yom Rav Yudah Marav that kol makom shosru chachamim mifnei marasayin. Any place that a person said it's osur. Mishumar, when the Rabbanan said you can't do something because we're afraid people will see you doing it and they'll think you're doing an Isser and they'll learn from you to do the Isser, you're not allowed to do it, is afilo bechadre chador moser. You're even also to do it even in your own private room that nobody's there. So you see, it's like a loy plum. Once the Rabbanan said in one place you can't do it, like here, if in the Rishus HaRabim, according to Beishama, you're not allowed to carry the ladder because people will say you're going to fix your roof, it should be also that even in your own private backyard, it should also be Yosser. Afilu b'chad v'chadorim, in your own private room, it should also be Yosser. So according to Rav, it's not like Rav Chanan Barami said. So Mor says, Enechanami tanoihi, that Rav Chanan Barami taki argues on Rav, because it's a machlokes tanoim, he doesn't know like Rav. The Tanya we learned, Shoitchin b'chama, if let's say you fell into the water on Shabbos, and your clothing became dirty, your clothing became wet on Shabbos, here's Shoitchin b'chama, you're allowed to spread out your clothing in the sun. You can only do it privately in your own backyard, but you can't do it in front of people. Because people will think, you know what, you're spreading out a wet beged because you washed it today. So in front of people, you're not allowed to do it. It's marasayin. Mashenkin, in your own backyard, privately, you're allowed to do it. That's what the Tanakam holds. So this is not like Rav. This is like our Gemara saying, Rav Chanan Barami says, Abba, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oisrin, they say no, it's also. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim. That Rav goes like Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, they say it's Oisr. That any time there's an Issa Marasayin, we're afraid somebody will see you. So it's a loy plug, even in your own private room, you're not allowed to do it. And Ika the Amri, some say like this. Omar Rav Chanan Barami, Rav Chanan Barami said like this. Machlokes, where's the machlokes in our Mishnah? Between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. If you're allowed to carry this ladder that you're using for the birds, is machlokes is b'rishus hayochid. That's where the machlokes is. In your own private backyard, can you carry the ladder or not? Did Beis Shammah yisluh the Rabbi Yehuda Marav? That Beis Shammah holds as a gezeira even mechadri chadorim. Wherever the Rabbanan said you can't do something because we're afraid people will see you, it's also even in a place that people can't see you. Even on a private property, still it's a little plug, you're not allowed to do it. That's what Beis Shammah holds. Or Beis Hillel says no. Lesluh the Rabbi Yehuda Marav. He doesn't hold from that svari. He holds that the gezeira is only where people will see you in Rishus HaRabim. Mashenka and Rishus HaYochid that nobody sees you, that's where Beis Hillel in our Mishnah says you're allowed to carry the ladder from one nest to another nest. But only in the Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaRabim. But let's say you want to take this ladder and walk outside now to the Rishus HaRabim. I tell you, Divrei Hakol Osur. It could be everybody holds its Osur. Even Beis Hillel holds its Osur. That's the second Lashon. Second Lashon goes to Chumrah. That Beis Hillel is also Moedah, there's a Marasayin. And the only machlokes is only b'rishus hayochid, when nobody sees you, do we make this loy plug or not? If so, the Gemara says then, Leima Rav, the Yom HaKibbeh Shammai, according to this Pshan, the Gemara now, so Rav, that says, that whenever the Rabbanan asked something, Mishamar HaSayin, it's also to do even b'chad v'chadorim, even privately when nobody's there, still you're not allowed to do it. So who does Rav come out like Beis Shammai? Because according to this Loshin, that's the machlokes now mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel holds the smutter privately. And Beis Shammai says, no, even privately it's osur. So it comes out, now Rav that says it didn't even privately it's osur, is done according to Beis Shammai. And the chord that's a shver, like a shver to say Rav goes like Beis Shammai. Usually a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we go like Beis Hillel. So how come Rav comes out like Beis Shammai? So Rashi says that the kasha is according to Rav Chanan. The Rav Chanan kaporach. So who Rav comes out like Beis Shammai? It's not mashma like that.
So Gemara answers, no tanoihi. Say it's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya we learned, like we have just learned before, that shoytchen bechama, you're allowed to spread out your wet shirt on Shabbos, avoloi kenegadom. But you're not allowed to do it publicly where people will see you. Only privately you could do it. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oisrin. So see it's a machlokes tanoim, see if it's not shver rav. Rav goes like these tanoim, like Rebbe Shimon, that holds it awesome. So Rashi learns tanoihi. What does the Gemara mean to answer? Kloimar. Like Rav Chonin is moida. Rav himself that says even privately you can't do it holds that for sure. Beis Hillel holds like him, and even according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to do it b'shus yochid if there's a gzeira. Upola galai, and Rav will argue on me. In other words, Rav is for sure going to learn that the first pshat in the Gemara that Beis Hillel is matter even b'shus rabin. He holds there's no marasayin altogether. Because you can tell it's a ladder made for birds. And Beis Shammai says, no, you can't tell. It's Osir. So according to Rav, Beis Shammai holds it's Osir, both B'shus Rabim and B'shus Yochid. And Beis Hillel holds it's Mutter, both B'shus Yochid and B'shus Rabim. That's the way Rav's going to learn. But Rav Chanan learns not like that. Rav Chanan learns like Rav Lezer learns here. That there's a man the Yoma that says that Marasayin is Mutter, V'chad V'chadorim. That privately you're allowed to do it. So Rav Chanan learns that Beis Hillel goes like this man the Yoma. That in the Mishnah, where does Beis Hillel say it's mutter? Only privately, b'shus ha-yochid. But in Echnami, when you're carrying the ladder outside b'shus rabim, he holds, even Beis Hillel holds it's osur. There is a marasayim, b'shus rabim, but not b'shus ha-yochid. Moses says, now, Masnisa, now Mishnah, l'chura, the loiki yaitana. Does not come out like this time.